Gaze into the Mirror, written by Flicky and read by Annalise O'Ten. Fandoms, Yu Yu Hakusho, and Lord of the Rings. Summary. Somebody from Yu Yu Hakusho sees somebody from Lord of the Rings getting off the subway at a secret stop that doesn't exist, and follows them. Kuwabara was tired. That was the only explanation he could think of later for why he saw what he saw. It was common enough, right? Overworked university students half asleep in the midst of finals? Hallucinating? The problem was that Kuwabara had seen plenty of weird shit in his life, and he knew for a fact that most of them weren't hallucinations. That was why he'd even noticed the strange ethereal lady to begin with. She had already been on the train when he'd gotten on, and he'd originally thought that the weird glow around her had just been a trick of the light. But even ignoring that, she was an exceptionally tall white woman with waist-length blonde hair, pointy ears, and a shimmering white gown. She was hard to miss. But everyone else on the train seemed to not even notice her. Maybe they were all just being polite, not wanting to stare. Maybe there was some convention in town that Kuwabara didn't know about, and she was a really talented cosplayer. That wouldn't quite explain the goosebumps he got every time he looked at her, though. Not even the most devoted otaku had given him the willies the way she did. Kuwabara stared. He watched her and occasionally glanced at the other passengers, willing everyone else to look at her, to give him some proof that he wasn't the only one seeing her. He felt the train begin to slow as it approached a station, noted somewhere in the back of his mind that the station announcement never sounded, and that no one was gathering their things to leave. Just as the train came to a stop, the woman met Kuwabara's eyes. A shiver went through his body, but instead of feeling nervous or intimidated, he felt a strange sense of warmth and comfort and of calm. The woman stood as the doors opened and didn't so much as walk through them as float. Kuwabara didn't even think. He just gathered his things and followed her. As he stepped through the doors, he was no longer even aware of the train anymore. Only himself and the woman and a bowl perched on a pedestal. Kuwabara approached and saw that it was filled with calm, clear water. The woman beckoned him to it, to join her across from it, without saying a word or even making a gesture. She just looked at him, and he knew that she wanted him to peer into the bowl. He held her eyes for a few moments, or maybe a few hours, and then finally dropped his eyes to the water. He woke up, fully dressed, his school books piled neatly on his chest, and every hair on his body standing up. "Man," he said, scratching a hand through his hair. "Maybe Keiko was right about those energy drinks being bad for you." The end. Thanks for listening.